So, Father, we thank you for an awesome service. We ask and we receive revelation knowledge in today's teaching, and that many eyes are open and many hearts are open to see you more clearly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. All right. So we had been having a teaching which I believe will help every one of us. And we started looking at revelation knowledge. Last week, we started a conversation around that. And I was hoping that this particular conversation we have will set a precedent on which other conversations can stand. And this particular teaching is the ground on which many other teachings will stand. In fact, if we're talking about the believer's walk with God, it's going to be highly, highly dependent on the communications we are having today, which we started last week. In view of our conversation, which we have pitched ahead. So we have a further conversation, but then this particular teaching, I said, is going to prepare our hearts, right? So we started looking at revelation knowledge. I'm trusting God that those who were not here last week, some way by the Spirit's communication, you jump in. Started painting a picture to help us see how that maybe make the error, or will I say the mistake, of believing that knowing God, walking with Him, and understanding the Scriptures are solely based on their intellect. Is a very big mistake. So we try to reason out God and His Word, obviously what He says or what He communicates to us as His people. But then I wanted us to get our hearts ready, because I know God is going to be using you for something great. And that great thing He's going to use you for will not be dependent on your natural thinking or your natural reasoning or what many people call an inborn intelligence. It's going to be highly functional, situated on this feature which I speak to you about, revelation knowledge. So we sometimes assume that our PhD or master's or 2 degrees becomes a reason why we can understand God and His Word. But that is very not true. It's not untrue, or it's untrue. So what that means is that We must not subject our knowledge of God and His Word to logical reasoning. Or, you know, the way we understood elective mathematics. You know, while I was preparing to have this teaching with you, it just occurred to me that I had one time heard a famous man of God, great man of God, great man of God. In fact, I believe that majority of the people here are either in his school or completed his school. I have not mentioned anyone's name. So, I heard him say something, and he said that he was trying to share his life story, and he was telling the people that he was almost sacked from school. Not because of school fees, because he was too dumb to pass an exam. So when I heard that, I said, you know what, just hold it a minute. Just 1 minute. Then you look at the activities and what he's teaching presently in that place where he stands to say he was sacked from school, and he attributes him not being sacked to the mercy of God. He says that it was by the Lord's mercy that they didn't sack me from school. Not because he didn't have school fees. Of course, he was from a poor background. But he just couldn't flow with whatever it is that was there. But there was something that struck me. I remember the story very well. He said, whenever I picked the Bible, I began to see things that people could not see. And then he will ask those same people, can't you see what I see? And they say, no, we can't see what you see. In fact, what you are saying, it's very strange to us. We don't have understanding into what you are communicating. Can you break it down further? Now, so he goes on to say that he believes that a key call to his ministry is to make the complicated things very simple. Now, that's actually an irony, because we taught you complicated things. You couldn't make it simple for yourself. But then you find another thing that seems complicated, and you want to make it simple for others. Revelation 9. So you see, this has nothing to do with anything natural in its origin. Nothing to do with anything natural in its origin. So, we see that man's natural knowledge is limited. The moment you try to know God by your logical senses, reasoning, natural minds, you get to realize it doesn't make any sense. Because who wakes up, I mean, if I were to be reasoning logically, and tells us that there was somebody called Jesus? I mean, I'll say, okay, They said he lived like 2,000 years ago. Okay, plus years. Okay. You're also telling me a story about some Adam and Eve that I'm not too sure if they existed. Then you now come and say that this Jesus had to die. I mean, why should he die? How do I find myself in that story? Then you now say he loves me. I've never met him before. Why should he love me? Died for me. Doesn't make sense to me. Why should he die? In fact, he should allow me to die. I want to just die my own death. Nobody should die for me. So, you see that the revelation of Jesus and our knowledge of what he says to us will be highly dependent on how much of this attribute, which is revelation knowledge, through the Holy Spirit, is giving to us. And as we look at it very carefully, I'm going to bless you by the grace of God. As we look into God's Word, and I'm going to tell you instructions, things that you need to do, right? Because there are things that you need to do. So, you have to realize that it doesn't happen through human knowledge. See? What's that church again? Say Christ. Ah, those young people. Revelation knowledge is not for the old. Neither is it for the young. God is the one that gives. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Great. So, many times, and of course, there's knowledge. There are different types of knowledge. You know, there's knowledge concerning physics, right? Knowledge concerning chemistry, right? Knowledge concerning what? Biology, science students, economics, right? Yes. And you know, your ability to actually understand these truths, I put it to you, it's not dependent on the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? It's not dependent on the Holy Spirit. Your ability to understand chemistry, your ability to understand physics, these are man-made philosophies. It's not the Holy Spirit that causes you to understand. Your ability to grasp it. Eh? No, it's not the Holy Spirit. It actually takes your reasoning capability. So, how well you reason through a thing is how well you may, because there are other factors, let me use the word may understand chemistry. Or you may understand physics. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? So, I mean, all of us have had that Muslim guy who was not really born again exactly. But the person lashed you at first. The person beat you in a paper, isn't it? Does he have the Holy Ghost? No, he doesn't, right? But he probably has a reasoning capability that causes him to understand the concepts that are being taught. Now, am I saying the Holy Spirit cannot heal that capability? That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that your understanding of these concepts are not dependent exactly on the Holy Spirit. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? Great. So, it means that you cannot know God through logical processes or reasonings. You know God through His Spirit making this knowledge available to you. Let's see something interesting in Matthew 16. In Matthew 16. In fact, I was reading something and it blessed me so much. Matthew 16. Matthew 16. We're looking at revelation knowledge. And I told you that you are going to do well in your walk with God is highly dependent on this. Highly. There are other factors. We'll talk about them intertwined or joined together, but it's highly dependent on this. So, in Matthew 16, verses 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am? That I, the Son of Man, am. I feel like that's quite an interesting story. So he throws out a question. He says, who I am? Or who am I? Who? What do you say I am? Then look at what happens in verse 14. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. You see that? So, I'm sure Thomas is the one that gave this answer. I'm not really sure, but some say, we'll see Bartholomew's answer in the next. So some say that thou art John the Baptist. Those are what men say. See, those are what men say. You know, there are people who believe in things that men say, that God has not said, or that God never said, or that God never says. So they're saying that some say that you are John the Baptist, Elias, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. So, you see, these are varying opinions of who God is. But he's not looking for varying opinions. He's not looking about what you think he is. He's not looking about who you said he is. You know, sometimes you see, we listen to people and they say, you are, maybe for example, you did something wrong and people begin to accuse you. Or they sort of begin to say, hey, but you are the one that said you have believed in Jesus Christ. That is what they say. What does God say? What is God saying about you? Some people might be saying, oh, the devil is after my life. What does God say? The devil is another opinion. He has an opinion. So he throws out an opinion. So what is God saying about you? So some are saying that you are a womanizer. Okay, what does God say about you? Sometimes we also have things that we say about ourselves. We are not smart. I met a young lady yesterday, sad story. And she said, I've started failing all my grades. Every semester I fail. Then she said, it all started in 1100. She said, I was in a room with people and they all kept on telling me, I'm good for nothing. I'm worthless. I'm not smart. Oh, as for her, she doesn't know anything. And so she said, it started getting to me. And she said something very emphatic. She said, I began to see myself exactly what they said about me. So it means that she was now listening to their opinions to redefine who she actually is or who she was. And that totally changed her life. That damaged her life. It made her worse. So then I tried to tell her, I said, what we need to do for you is to save your mind. Yes, we can pray for you, mute every accusative voice, whatever it is that comes to your mind, but we still have to teach you who you actually are. So you hear people say, I know who I am. That's because that knowledge of who you are is actually revelation knowledge. It doesn't come by, you know, sitting and trying to say, oh no, maybe when I look at myself, I'm a very... So some people look at you and they say, you are chubby. So you are fat. And then it disturbs you your whole life. I know of a certain woman. I was at a pharmacy. She told me that, bruh, me ching 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 sa. You mentioned a medication. She said, oh, I know they are my number 4 months. You mentioned another medication. Oh, my number 2 months. So I was like, what should we do for you again? It means that you are thriving on what people actually say about you. Let me take you to the extreme end. Another people do are lanky. They are going around looking for blood tonics in every corner. I know of somebody, she says, when she also drinks blood tonic, no matter the blood tonic, you go and pick one, you say, oh, I know, yeah. It doesn't work for me. I mean, those who work in the hospitals, pharmacies, do you have such experiences? Like, every blood tonic, it's useless. It doesn't work. It doesn't cause eating. Yes. So just pray for you so that you eat. So, they try on who people say they are. I say, oh, you're not beautiful. And you'll be amazed to know that many people have that those kind of thoughts here, that you're not beautiful. You're not beautiful. They used to call it Esther Karishka. And so it looks like it's eating. So whenever even you look at yourself in the mirror, instead of you seeing who God says you are, you look at yourself and you are like, my God, this is dangerous. Because you are looking at the wrong thing. And actually, sometimes it's not even true. In fact, it's not even true. Yes. Yes. That's why some brothers will choose a sister. And they'll bring the sister to me. Or the sister or to somebody. They'll ask, she fine? I say, yes, she's fine. She's fine. She's okay. But you are wondering, like, what did this person really see? It's fine. It's beautiful. The person has a knowledge that you don't. The person sees something. These people, are they spiritual people? So you see that there's something that happens. So we like to thrive on men's opinions. We like to thrive on what men say we are. We like to thrive on what people think about us. That's what I mean. If you think about anything, go and discuss it with God. I was talking to God some time ago, and you know what he shocked me? He said that, be careful. I said, why? He said, if I want to correct you, I know who to correct you. If I want to correct you, I will correct you myself, or I know who will correct you. Don't listen to what people say about you. Don't listen to what they say about you. I was shocked. Because you know, the devil is going to appeal. And he throws a certain accusation. You know, some of you probably lived a life before. You didn't really know what you were doing. But then you come into Jesus, or you get to know God. And then see that past life that every morning gives it to you like that. And you feel like this Christianity thing is not, it's not for me. You know, I've already messed up a lot of times. No. So many times we have things that we do not come to the knowledge of. So here are people giving out opinions. Some are saying you are John the Baptist. Some are saying you are Elias. Some are saying you are Jeremiah. Or they've said it, and they don't know what to say again. They just say, one of the prophets. Then he said unto them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, wow, look at what Peter is going to say. He says, you or thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So he gives a perfect description of who Jesus is. Now, Jesus sees what is going on. And Jesus answered and said unto him, oh, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is that natural intelligence. Right? That's natural intelligence. Flesh and blood. Something that you have to logically reason through. The ones that were logically reasoning through, they were throwing out, like, they were trying to throw out like a cha-cha. Some say you are Jeremiah. Another say you are Elias. Another said you are, some other dangerous prophet that maybe was not revealed before. He said, who do you say I am? He said, you are the Son of God. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed, revelation knowledge. There was something that was revealed to him that was not flesh and blood. It was not natural in its orientation. Flesh and blood. Reveal. Now the word reveal there, I want us to look at it. It will make meaning. It's a word, apokalypto. A-P-O-K-A-L-Y-P-T-O. 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 It means to disclose. or to make a thing bear. There's a veil that's removed. And then the veil is drawn two parts aside. So flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So flesh and blood has not made this known to you. But what is happening here is that there has been something revealed that is not flesh and that is not blood. So we can find out that God had been at work in Peter, causing him to understand who the Christ was. It was not natural. It was not natural. It was not natural. Has not revealed. You know, sometimes you need to pray. But we'll talk about who's the last one. But you see, this knowledge is not natural. Sorry to say. But have you realized that sometimes you could have a child who grows up in a missionary house, has a pastor as a dad, a reverend minister as a mom. They see miracles. They see the power of God. They see crowds. But then they say they don't believe in Jesus. Or maybe you see somebody, maybe a pastor, for example, and he has a very stubborn son or something. Maybe the only son in the visit is stubborn. And then you're wondering, like, ah, your pastor is the one that is doing all of this. Why is it that you are? You see, it's not him exactly. There's something that is missing. So we assume that once a person just sits within, the person is going to come to the knowledge of a certain truth. But it doesn't happen like that exactly. I know of people, or I know of somebody who claims to have seen raw miracles by his dad. Like, he's seen everything. But when you ask him that, do you want to serve God? He'll tell you that, I don't want to at all. And there are others who are probably even atheists, people who don't even believe in Jesus. Because this knowledge is not something that you cease to understand. Something that God reveals. Something that God reveals. And I get to realize that it's quite interesting. You can be right there in the temple. I was reading Samuel's story. And I saw that Samuel had children. And his children too were very stubborn. Eli, who happens to be the priest. And Samuel was under Eli. And Eli had sons. And they will bring ladies into the church and sleep with them in the church and send them out of the church. But their father was a priest. Bring people in. Made the church a broker. Just a corner or a segment. They used to. That's where they feast. When they are done, they go. Why is it that they didn't know what their father knew? Revelation knowledge. So this knowledge is not revealed by flesh and blood. I believe strongly that you are walking in this in Jesus' name. If I tell you to do, as I teach you, and I tell you to do the things that I'm going to tell you to do, if you do them, you'll be amazed. Some of you need to go back into your families, see things that are wrong, and say, not again. We're still looking at revelation knowledge. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. We're going to start reading from verse 13. Luke chapter 24 and verse 13. Luke chapter 24 and verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 70 furlongs. So they talked together on all these things which had happened. And it came to how they commune together and reason. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. So this was Jesus after his resurrection. You know, some are saying he's resurrected. Some others are saying that is a lie. So this is we're taking a walk. So they were walking. Then he gets into their midst. And verse 15, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. So imagine, he is in their midst and they don't know that he is there. Very interesting story. But look what it says in verse 16. But their eyes were what? Kept, some other rendition say, they were holding. Right? That they should not what? Know him. So, their eyes were holding. You know, that veil wasn't yet taken away so that they could realize or recognize that that is Jesus. The one we have been saying, why did he leave us? We had. He has resurrected. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And in verse 17, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk? So he's walking with them and he's asking, he's like, what are you people talking about? Now, listen to what one of them, whose name was Cleopas, said. And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, hey, you this man, are you a stranger in Jerusalem, and has not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto him, what things? So, Jesus Christ was actually in their midst, but their eyes were not open to see him for who he was. So he's actually asking them questions, and they're saying that, you gotta be kidding me. You are in Jerusalem, you have not heard. There is this man called Jesus. He performed a lot of miracles, opened a lot of, but he was the one standing there with them. They could not see. So they are saying, oh. And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which is a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people. You see, they are holding the scriptures. You see, this guy, he's mighty indeed. We walked with him. But he was actually with them. And their eyes could not see. And, you know, I like the way he plays along. Verse 19. And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified to share out their sentiments. Oh, look at it. But we trusted that it should have been him who should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. And then, verse 22, they said, you know, certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. So they talk about, you know, for Luke to capture this account, there was actually more that was said. But in a summary of what was said was what was accounted for us to read. So I believe they talk far longer. Like they spoke about everything supposedly relevant till they slipped off into irrelevant matters, like the women. So that some of the women, you know, women embrace their mouths. They said he's resurrected again. But you know, we always knew that there was this woman, she loved Jesus. Yeah, she loved. We always saw it. We saw that she loved him. So she's the one that's coming to tell us that, plus other people, that they have seen him, but it's a lie. It's not true. So Jesus was actually walking with them. Their eyes were kept. Their eyes were holding. Do we see that? The opposite of revelation knowledge. They could not see as they should. Their eyes were holding. They were kept. They said, oh, Charlie, the women, let's continue the story. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. Said that the women are talking. The women are talking. Say he's alive. But we don't. Then, and certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. So they're actually pouring out their sentiments. Pouring out their concerns. Pouring out their opinions. Jeremiah, Elias, some other kind of a prophet. I'm sure they would have added Micah, Minor, Major, all of them together. You combine them together. But they couldn't still see because their eyes were holding. Their eyes were kept from being clearly. Wow. Listen to what he says in verse 25. Verse 25. Then he said unto them. Can we read verse 25 together? One, two, go. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of hearts to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Right? O fools and slow of heart. I mean, he's walking with them. Oh, fools. And slow of heart. Let's look at fools and slow of heart. It's going to help us in our understanding, right? So fools, I've said this before, is the word anoitos. A-N-O-E-T-O-S. Anoitos. Means not understanding. Without. Noitos from the root word knows. Means knowledge. So without knowledge, right? So also other, without knowledge. Not understanding, without knowledge. Unintelligible. Not intelligible. Unintelligible. Not wise. Not understanding. It could also mean blind. So he rebukes them beautifully for not understanding what was clearly said in the scriptures. What was clearly written that he had already told them. They couldn't still see it. This thing is so clear. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into glory? Was he not supposed to do this? And if he was supposed to do that, were you not supposed to expect a resurrection? Because he told you he was going to resurrect again. But you can't see a fool. He was not insulting them. He was just telling them their state. You are not intelligent. Pastor says, I'm fooling. Who is pastor? Are you not fooling? Eh? I met somebody who said that. It's some way. And I said, how way? said, the person said, you know, I was just trying to tell the person that you are probably fooling, you know. Don't fool. Don't see it that way. So, you're fooling. It's like you are not intelligent in this case. So, we give you something and you're not intelligent in the situation. I sat someone down and I said, whenever you have people around, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that. Then I said, that's why certain decisions will have to be taken. Right? Yeah. Maybe you... Okay, let me not swear. But he's calling them fools and slow of heart. You cannot understand. So, you know, there are certain things concerning the revelation of Jesus that we, sorry to say, act like fools thought. Like, for example, he's clearly told you he loves you. Then you wake up and you say, I don't feel loved. And I don't think I'm loved. And if I'm loved, why are all these things happening to me? But he already told you the greatest form of love he could show to you was he giving himself to you. So there are certain times we are not intelligent. Now, this intelligence has nothing to do with the natural, flesh and blood, right? It has everything to do with the revelation of God's Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that reveals this knowledge and makes it known to us. So he says, O fools and slow of hearts. 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 You are sluggish. You are dull in understanding. Slow of hearts. All fools, unintelligible. You're not wise. You can't see. It's right before you, but you can't see. I'm standing right before you, but you can't even know that that is the Jesus you were expecting. Slow of hearts. You're sluggish. You're dull to understand what is being said. You know, sometimes you see that there's a distortion between knowledge and faith. Like you know something, but it's like you're not able to apply, you know, it to your life in a certain sense. Now, what is lacking there is revelation knowledge. So he says, oh fools and slow of hearts. You can't grasp it. I'm standing before you. You can't even see that I'm here. You're blind to truth. Oblivious to what is standing right before you. Sometimes, you know, people are just hard-hearted. It's like you keep saying the same thing, and the same thing, and the same thing, and the same thing, and the same thing. What is lacking there is revelation knowledge. It means there's something that has not been revealed to them. Slow hearts, fools. You're sluggish in your understanding. Your response is slow. You know, maybe when I say, pay attention to this. Or, I have a discussion with you and I say, do you understand? Yeah, Pastor, I understand. Then you go back, then 2 days' time, you come to tell me that, oh, Pastor, that thing you were telling me 2 days ago, yeah, I understood it when I went home. But I asked you whether you understood right there, and you said you understood. Or you understand. There's a sluggishness to your belief and to your sight. Revelation knowledge. We're continuing. Continue. So, verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Wow. So he begins with them, picks out the scriptures. You see Genesis. You see me in there. Exodus. You see me in there. Leviticus. You see me in there. Deuteronomy. You see me in there. He took the scriptures. Then he began to expound. It means he began to explain the things that were hidden to them. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets. Like, it's like he's doing well. It's a lot of them. Moses, 5 books, prophets, major, minor. He talks about himself in all of those writings. Boy. We're going to go quickly. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. And they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is fast spent. And he went in and tarried with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were what? Their eyes were open. Their eyes were open. Now, look what happens when their eyes were open. Look what happens when their eyes were open. He vanished out of their sight. So, once they got to realize that, boy, all this, you know, they actually are speaking for several hours. Remember, they walked together. So, they were with him in the morning, sunset, right? So, you see that? They were with him morning, afternoon, sunset, evening, begging him to come and sleep with them. They couldn't still see. Have you seen that disciple? Or maybe you? We've said something. Sunrise to sunset. My goodness me. What is lacking there is revelation knowledge. So, when this happened, he said, come and sleep with us. We'll give you food to eat. Their eyes were open. And they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. Hey, what's going on here? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Then, listen to what they said. Listen to what they said. Their eyes did what? Open. Let me give you the word open there. We're going to look at open. That's what we're going to look at. Open. Their eyes open. Dinogio. Eyes open. D-I-A-N-O-I-G-O. D-I-A-N-O-I-G-O. Their eyes open. Now the word eyes open, the open there is the word dinogio. It means to cause one to understand what's going on. Cause one to understand a thing. So, he was there, but they could not see. So, their eyes open. Their eyes open. Their eyes open. Their eyes open. Now, listen to what they said in verse 32. Bless me. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Now, that opening there is not like he flips to Malachi, flips there. No. It means that while he spoke to them, they understood what exactly it is he was saying in a supernatural way. So, while he walked with them, remember, that's what he's doing in verse 27. He begins at Moses and all the prophets. Then he begins to expound. It means he begins to explain in detail what was written in the law and in the prophets concerning himself. Then they have a testimony. They said that, did our hearts not burn while he yet spake these things unto us? Right? While he opened. It's the same word there. While he caused our minds to understand what was written. What was written. So, while he yet spake, they could realize their hearts were open. The actual word, the burn, is also to light up. It means that they caught it. It made sense. That, oh, this is what the prophets were trying to say about you. Listen, the conversation is, ought not Christ to have suffered these things? The conversation is that he was supposed to die. He was supposed to be buried. And then on the third day, he was supposed to resurrect. So you shouldn't be shocked when the woman said he has. Because you are supposed to be open to what was said previously. And you are supposed to expect these things to happen. But they could not see. So while he speaks. While he speaks. Their hearts were burning. It means they were light up. And then, their understanding of what was written was more clear. Speaking tongues. you just take your seat and just speak in tongues. Take your seat and speak in tongues. We're going to look at open speaking tongues. And we're going to ask God for this. Oh, namaste gras shababa. Zizingi pupupora. Stila mangra. Teke lishte. Drostuke vrede vrede vrede. I want to see you. I want to see you. That's what he's doing. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Yes, I want to see you. I want to see you. Pray in the Spirit. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you just as you are. I want to see you. Pray in the Spirit. Ask God for this. Yes, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. The eyes of my heart. Yes, I want to see. Let every blindness be taken. I want to see you in Jesus' name. So, we see that a major function of the Holy Spirit in revelation knowledge is to cause us to understand the scriptures. Do you see that? Do you see that there? He opened their eyes. He opened their hearts and caused their hearts to light up. And he opened them to the scriptures while he yet spake unto them. You know, that's what makes the word of God come alive. It comes alive. It becomes more real. That's what makes you and what God says about you. That's what makes it clear to you. It comes alive. It becomes more real. It becomes more substantial. Let's see another in 2 Kings. We're still on open. Open. 2 Kings. Open. Are you learning something? Open. Open. 2 Kings 6, 15. Open. I knew you. Open. Open. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host encompassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? This is a story where, you know, the prophet of God is encamped by chariots and horses of people who had come to trouble him. And he answered to his servant, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Look at what he said. What is Elisha, the prophet, doing? He prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he did what? And he saw. Now what did he see? And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So he had God with him, but he didn't know. Like the way some of you have God strong with you. If you don't know, you feel like, I'm helpless. I don't know what to do. And all around you is a host of his presence and his angels and people giving to help you that your eyes probably are not seeing. So what is happening here? Elisha, the prophet, is doing what? He's praying that God will do what? Open. Because he couldn't see. Open. Open. Cause him to see that which is not to the ordinary man. Open. Open. Now, did you see chariots of fire there? Did you see an activity of fire? Did you also see that when Jesus spoke while he opened the scriptures? That's actually the heart. That's what happens. When revelation knowledge is in play, it causes your heart to respond in a way that it naturally wouldn't. There's an opening. I sense that. You see? So when God opens to you, he opens you, he causes you to understand. It's not just the mind activity. It goes alongside with the heart. The heart receives. It's like, you know, the heart breathes to receive what is given. And it does not only receive, it begins to walk in the reality of what is said about God and what his word is communicating. So, Elisha is praying and said, Lord, I pray thee, open the eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes. Then he sees an activity of fire. Did our hearts not burn is what is explained in Luke 24. Do we see that? So their hearts are burning. It means their hearts are lightened up. And they want to do and they believe in Jesus as the Son of God. So you see that there are certain times where, you know, you're just lethargic to God's word or lethargic to prayer. What you need is what I'm about to tell you to do. You need revelation knowledge. That's what quickens and stirs the effect of God's word in your heart. So they pray, their eyes were open. Jesus' thoughts, hearts, or minds were open. So he opens their minds to the scriptures. While he yet spake, our minds were open. We got to understand. We're like, wow. Man, that means that we should be expecting a resurrection, you know. It's not strange. In 3 days, we should expect that he should resurrect. Oh no, the women, they are too late because we already have information. But they have the information, they have the facts. But they could not use the facts because their eyes were not what? Now write this. This will help. That means in seeing God's word and operation on the earth, our eyes need to be open. In seeing God's word and operation on the earth, our eyes need to be open. That means in seeing God's operation on the earth, our eyes need to be open. Put a dash. Unless our eyes are open, we remain blind to God's truth and his operations in the earth. Unless our eyes are open, we remain blind to God's truth and his operations on the earth.
Write this. Also, God's word and power, or God's word, which is power, is revealed only to those whose eyes are open. God's word, which is his power, is revealed to only those whose eyes are open. Leave a line and write this. Seeing God's work around us requires more than sight. It requires revelation. Seeing God's work around us requires more than sight. You know, the famous Adoniram Judson, who was a missionary, leaves his comfort zone in America, and moves to a village, translates the Bible, stays in that city, translates the Bible to Benin, stays there for over 4 decades of his life. But today, when you say that somebody should serve God, they will tell you that, I mean, to one who does not have revelation of this, I should leave my comfort zone and go where? Libya. Remember those days people used to like to go to Libya. Have you ever Libya acquaint you? You've watched the movie too before. Some people are struggling to go to Libya. Then we say, go to Cote d'Ivoire. Say, Pastor. If I say, receive Cote d'Ivoire entrance, the whole place will be quiet. You say that if it's left to Cote d'Ivoire, my Ghana is better. Then I say, receive Canadian. Receive Canadian. Someone is already receiving it. Receive Canada. You don't like Canada? Okay, US. Hey, they are trying to beat. Meanwhile, you are busily applying. We know. You are applying. Meanwhile, I said receive Canada. You are saying, no. Okay, receive, what do you call it? Somalia. Australia. Germany. So the way things are going, it's like, what, Singapore? Singapore? You want to go to Singapore? Receive Singapore. Receive Australia. How many people want to go to Australia? China. America. Oh, America. If not, you will not get a visa. Say the truth. Okay, let's start again. Let's begin. The injunction has been lifted. America. Oh, just lift up your hand. Maybe let's say 16 people. Canada. Germany. Please, let's close the church. Because the way things are looking, we are going to start another branch. Would it be for me to start Christ Family in US? But you say you want to start another branch.
Receive Upper West. Wah.
I receive it.
Wah, 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 wah. And Nakpanduri. 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 You know, Nakpanduri, they take, when they give two cities, they take change. One city, 50 pesos. Yes, it's a collection, sir. Two cities. Give me one city, 50 pesos. Yes. I was in Tamale, people put collection 5 cities, and they said they should give them 3 cities. So, you see that people do not, they are not interested. You yourself, you know. It's just that you are spiritual, so we are different. It's just for laughs, but that's the truth. Yes. When we say serve God, you say that you will not serve God. You have other things to do. You are not having this thing yet. Revelation. I sort of have a knowledge about what Jesus has done for me. And so, I'm very intentional about Him. Yes. You know, if you say, Lord, I'll give myself to you, it will not be enough. It won't be enough. If you say, Lord, I'll die for you, it won't be enough. You can't pay back what He did for you. Yes, you can't pay back. So when your eyes are open, you now come to that realization. My life is for the Lord. Yes. Sometimes you say, why am I struggling? Am I the only one? Life is so hard. What's going on? What's happening? It's because you still have your life for yourself. I was speaking to someone yesterday. I'm not sure the person is. I said, how are you? And the person said, I'm getting better. And I said, can you tell me what has been going on in your thoughts? And the person said, honestly, God, I don't know what to do with my life. Yes. And sometimes I can become sarcastic with my own self. Like the way I make you laugh, I make myself laugh too. So I went into the bathroom and I told God, God, then add her life to mine since I know. since I know. Yes, I said I need 2 lives. Because what I want to do for you, it might require 2 lives. So just take a life and add it to me. Yes, and I was laughing. Then I went back and I told her that, you know, if you don't know what to do with your life, I want to advise you. Then give it to Jesus. It will make sense. Because if you don't know what to do, just give it to Him. And leave it for Him. And just leave it for Him. And just give it to Him. So I told her, just, you don't know what to do with your life, give it to Him. Or give me yours. Either of the cases, it works. So, you see that you're trying to encourage people to serve God, and they still would not listen. Be chasing after so many things. Following after so many things. Getting themselves involved in so many things. Except that one thing that actually really matters for their life. We're still looking at open. Acts 7. Acts 7. Acts 7. I call this friend of mine. She used to be like, she has 1 leg as a disciple, 1 leg out of discipleship. And I said, you don't know what to do with your life. Why don't you give it to Him? Give it to Him. Or give it to me. If it works like that. Eyes open. So, revelation knowledge, it comes with coming to the place of understanding, which has an effect of a burning heart, a heart that is stirred for God. Stirred for God. You can almost find the heart beating. It's a beat. You see, Acts 7:55. Look what happens in Acts 7:55. We're going to go quickly from here. And he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly in heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. This was Stephen. Now, all others who were around him, did they see the heavens open? They will see. All those seeds that they were stoning and he just died. That's what they will see. But he lifted up his eyes. He saw that the heavens had opened. And he saw the Jesus whom he preached right there in God's authority place. So he had revelation into who Jesus was. And that's what's making him not say that, Lord, if you allow me to go to earth, these people who stoned me, I'll show them something. Lord, just reincarnate me. And I'll show them that I'm your son. I'll show them. No, he asked for their forgiveness because he saw Jesus in the way he had to see him. So our hearts need to see Jesus in the way it needs to see him. Our hearts need to see him the way he has to be seen. So in Acts 7:55, you realize that he has an experience that they do not have. Let's look at Acts 16:14. This one is a Lydia, a name called Lydia. Seller of purple, actually. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, worshiped God, heard us. So she first heard, right? What happened upon her hearing? The Lord opened her heart. So she had understanding into the things that were said to her. Then it propelled her to serve the apostles. She received an open sight. See Acts 17:2. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days, did what? 3 Sabbath days, great reason. Now verse 3, what is happening? Opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you. Do we see that? So he's causing them to understand. He's opening. He causes them to understand. He causes them to understand. He causes them to see clearly Christ in the scriptures. Now, from our last week's teaching, who cannot receive revelation, knowledge? The proud, right? Who cannot, right? The proud. The one who is not like a child. The one who thinks that, do you know where I've gone to? I've flied to over 120 countries and you talk to me about this Jesus. I look at some of you and you don't have any work to do. Your eyes are closed. You cannot see. Your 3 PhDs does not play here. So we must be humble, right? To receive God's word. Are you listening? Receive God's word. Say, I will receive God's word. In humility. And by this, I receive revelation knowledge. I receive revelation knowledge. I receive revelation knowledge. I receive revelation knowledge. Let's quickly go to Acts 26. So this is Jesus speaking to Paul or Saul. Verse 15, we'll start from verse 15 and then we'll jump to verse 18. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Verse 18, he sent to open their eyes and to turn them from what? Darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive what? Forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. So Jesus is opening men's eyes, turning them from the power of Satan unto God. How he does that is he causes them to believe in him as the Lord. More important, or first and foremost, he causes people's hearts to believe. He causes people's hearts to see him as the Son of God. They believe in him as Jesus. They believe in him as a propitiation for their sins. That's what he's doing. He causes men's hearts to be open. So he's saying that I have been sent to open their eyes. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach or to teach. Now remember, Jesus taught, he opened their understanding. We see that. We saw that, right? What is Elisha doing? He also prayed. You see that? So there's a place for teaching and there's a place for what? Prayer. In what? Revelation knowledge. Are you getting it? So he has been sent to open their eyes. In Isaiah's testimony of what Jesus Christ will come to do, he calls one recovery of sight to them that are blind. It's one of the functional keys of God in a man, is that he causes him to have revelation and insight into what is taught. Don't forget, you must be humble to receive this, right? Hearts ready, on the edge, full of joy from last week's teaching, right? You have your heart beat for the word. It beats right for the word. It's hungry for the word. And that's why you should not despise the place of prayer. There is no other activity aside teaching as well that makes this possible as prayer. So some of you, when you come into the services, you come in just before the word of God is taught, you are more likely not to see clearly as you ought to. Because this thing is not just about hearing. It's not about hearing. That's why we set up prayer points and then we pray into the meeting. We set our hearts ready for the meeting. Because revelation knowledge will be highly dependent on prayer. 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 If you don't pray for yourself and for your disciples as well, you might not see the things that you have to see. You might not. You might not. You might not. Even as a man of God, I've learned so much that it's not about how I sound. I'm telling you. It's not about how I sound. It's not about how intelligent I sound. I've known that from the beginning. Like, I've always known that. No. No. It has nothing to do with that. It's not about how I communicate. I could come and say 4 words to you and you leave blessed. And I come and say 1,001 words to you, which sound intelligent. But the moment you exit this door, it dissipates out of your mind. You can't even remember what was said. You see, there's a function of the Spirit in this activity called revelation knowledge. That's why you must learn to pray. You must learn to pray. And what are you going to be praying? Write these Pauline prayers I'm going to give to you. Everybody, learn to pray these prayers. Your life will not be the same again. Ephesians 1:16. We're going to read it together. Ephesians 1:16. Ephesians 1:16. Somebody says, oh, every time I sleep, lie on.
lion. They chase me. Every time, Pastor. When will these lions go, Pastor? I keep seeing lion. There's something that your eyes are not open to. When they become open to it, even in your dream, when you see the lion, you say, lion, get out of here. Revelation knowledge. So remember, Paul himself is praying for the church. We're going to read together Ephesians 1:16. You have to learn to pray. And I'm giving you the verses or the scriptures, and we're going to pray them together, and then we close the service. Ephesians 1:16. Can we read together? We're reading from verse 16 to verse 19. 1, 2, go. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So you're going to pray this. I'm not saying pray in tongues. You're going to learn to like say it and pray in tongues with respect to what you are saying. Are you listening? So you're going to say, I cease not to give thanks. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. And I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, makes available to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, and I know what is the hope of my calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And oh, I know this place of revelation knowledge of what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us or towards me, because I'm a believer, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him up from the dead. You say, I have revelation knowledge. I receive revelation knowledge. And then you begin to pray. So prategever. Rushta prategever libro satala braga devedia. Mantala brajekrete bedea. Mantroso talabra. Never again. Never again will I be taunted by demons. Never again would I be taunted by the devil. Never again will I believe in stories, philosophies that are untrue. Manda balagate robobo shatalaba mangadishta brandaba. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. He grants unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of my understanding, Lord, the eyes of my understanding is enlightened. Come on, pray in tongues. The eyes of my understanding. The eyes of my understanding, Lord. Open my eyes, that I may see. Lord, open the eyes of my understanding. I receive revelation knowledge. I have revelation knowledge. I have revelation knowledge. Rabada Bagostia, Mandanda Barada, Shebrantala Bagaba, Telegadista, Mando Robobosia, Bregateli Varadabaya, Mandanda Daba. Lord, every blindness, let it be removed. Lord, every blindness, let it be removed. The eyes of my understanding is enlightened. I know what is the hope.
of his calling? What is the hope of his calling? What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Palabrastom brodogopostia, ratataba shabrababa gobodosta, mangratevelibai, rababo shegrantalabai, mandadaba shebra. God for this. Lord, I'll get to see you more clearly. Leprosoto poraka deve deve di barada bashada. Manda raka palaba. Rebende prese deve deve. Every blindfold. In the name of Jesus, let them be lifted. Let them be lifted. Lord, open our eyes. Open our eyes, cause our hearts to burn. Cause our hearts to burn. Open our eyes, Lord. Calebra sabra tegevia. Mandam braba dabos. Bregetele baradaba. Ropa papa boy. Mantalabra shebra tabalaba. Repepege baradaba. Retepeleba. Ratapala mande shebra nakapa. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. The eyes of our understanding, Lord. Let it be enlightened. Let it be enlightened. The eyes of our understanding, Lord. Let it be enlightened. Manta ragaba. Sebrata bagabaya. Katute devedibra standaya. Arababa. Never will I be blind. Never will I not see. Never will I be mine. In the name of Jesus, Mandarakapa. Never will I be blind. Never will I be blind. My eyes see the word of God in the scriptures. My eyes see God's will for my life. My eyes are open. 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 Right now. Kapadaba. We pray as a church. Wrong dreams are over. Wrong ambitions are over. My eyes are open. My eyes are open. As somebody prays, I see the scales. They fall off. I see the scales. They fall off. I see the scales. They fall off. Church, begin to lift up your voice. Pray in the spirit. Blindness is over. 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 The scales. The scales. The scales. The scales. They fall off. Our hearts are burning. Blindness is over. Rapapaya. Katwanda baradaba. Shabrata kapaya. Atumbra shabalaba. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You are causing our eyes to see. You are opening the scriptures. You are opening the scriptures. You are opening your scriptures. We see Christ in your written word. Karusha bradaba. Rapapaka baradaba. Rapapashandaba. In Jesus' name. So you learn to pray. You learn to pray. And you take this prayer in Ephesians 1:16 and you pray for yourself. You know, sometimes you wonder why people are not responding. It's because of this. It's lacking. It's lacking. But in Jesus' name, this revelation knowledge. For our lives first. Lord, you will cause our hearts to burn.
as we read the scriptures. You know, that's why you have to learn to pray. Learn to pray before listening to the word. Learn to pray before you actually come for a service. Pray in the service. Because the things that we teach are not based on your logical reasonings and understanding. Remember, Elijah is praying for them. We see Paul also repeating the same in Ephesians 1:16. So you pray in the spirit. Listen, it's a gift from God, like we all know. But he gives it to those who are willing, to those who are humble, and to those who will submit themselves to pray. So you need to pray. You need to pray. You pray this continually. You pray this regularly. Pray for yourself. You know, sometimes when it seems like the enemy tries to play with your mind, just get on God's word and you begin to pray. You say, Lord, I have knowledge. I have understanding. I have knowledge. I have understanding. I receive revelation knowledge into who you say. So there are times where you will have to deal with accusations. You have to deal with, you know, wrong perceptions about yourself. Sometimes things that you say about yourselves that are hurtful. You will have to pray. You will have to pray. Let's see another in Colossians 1. Colossians. Learn to pray, Ephesians 1:16. Are you listening? Colossians 1:9. For this cause we also sins the day we heard it. Do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of our God. Write that down. Let's see Philippians chapter 1 verse 9. You learn to pray this for yourself. Pray this for your disciples. Pray this for yourself. Pray this for your disciples. Philippians chapter 1 verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. You know, there are things that you have to pray for. I know. There are things that you have to pray for in your family, things that you have to pray for money, things that you have to pray for academics and all of those. But I tell you, all of these things are hinged on your understanding of what God says about you. And that's why you need to pray. Don't take prayer for a joke. And don't take praying about this specifically also for a joke. Pray for your mind. You know, sometimes the reason why the suddenly is more like a less response to the things of God is because there is a knowledge that is lacking. So you're going to learn to pray, are you? So pray the prayer for yourself. When you pray, bow down to your knees in your home. You bow down to your knees. You say, Lord, I bow down to my knees and I pray this prayer for myself. And you quote it out to yourself. I prayed it a few more minutes before I got in here. You know, and I was just praying, Lord, please help me. If it blesses me, it will bless them. If it blesses me, it will bless them. Yes. If it blesses me, it will bless them. Lord, as you stir my heart, if my heart is stirred, the people who hear that same word, their hearts will be stirred. And I prayed, I said, Lord, revelation knowledge, revelation knowledge, revelation knowledge, revelation knowledge, revelation knowledge. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Lord, reveal your word. Let me have understanding into your word. Fresh knowledge. Fresh insight. 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 Fresh insight.
fresh knowledge, fresh insights, fresh knowledge, fresh insights, fresh knowledge, fresh insights, fresh knowledge, fresh insights, fresh knowledge, fresh insights. Lord, fresh knowledge, Lord, fresh insight, fresh knowledge. Mangra tabalaba shanda braba kapaya. Matopo rega de beria. Kalopo shabranda kapa. What by mind of my father by the spirit of Manda rakatalaba. Lord, fresh knowledge. Lord, fresh insight. Lord, fresh knowledge. Lord, fresh insight. Lord, fresh knowledge. Fresh insight. Revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. We ask. Can we receive Rapapala Brando Sebrega de Via, Tarrecatea, Manda Rakapaya, Rada Dabaya, Calebro Son Talaba, Rega Babibibia, Rapapababa, Ratatata Babababa, Rapapababa. Pray this for yourself and you pray this for your disciples. Let there be fresh knowledge. Let there be fresh insight. Fresh knowledge. Fresh insight. Fresh knowledge. Fresh insight. Mango Dabosia Bradaba. Rapapadigadaba. Rapapalaba. We drop aside. We lay aside philosophies, false ideologies, and we receive fresh insight. Labrashadaba. In the next few minutes, our hearts burn, our minds are open, my eyes, our minds, mantel, veregino, standa, rapapababaya, rapapababaya, caprashatalabaya, eronomo, rapegadina, palebroso. In the next 1 minute, pray in the spirit. Again, never will I be blind again. All the enemy's tricks are exposed. I know who I am in Christ. 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 No to the accusations. No to the confrontations of the enemy. No to what men say wrong about you. You say, I know who I am. Ratapa. You say, I am not condemned. I am not condemned. Because therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Rakatalabaya. Rondondaba. Patigi sopromoto. Rekatalabaya. Rapapandabalagaba. Shebrandaba. Arakatababa. Rabababa. 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 Rapakapababa. Rapapababa. Rekatababa. Rabababa. Shanaba. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for revelation knowledge. I hope we practice what is taught. And we will be tremendously blessed. For there are things to see. Convictions of the heart. To bear. Lord, we receive them all. Understanding into who you say we are, into what you have made us. Never again would you be tempted by lies and demons and fear. Never again. Because your eyes are going to be open. Your eyes will be open. Your eyes will be open. You're receiving great insight into God's word and will for your life. You know, I sense the Lord say, I should tell you, you know, avoid statements like I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. No. Whenever you are confronted by a situation, learn to say, I know what to do. Because I have revelation knowledge. I have wisdom. I have insights into what there is to be done. You say, Lord, I'm not confused. You know, sometimes you find out that people have interesting visions and dreams that worry them at night. They can't sleep. Those experiences are over. Those experiences are over. Those experiences are over. Those experiences are over. You know, sometimes you hear things that are not true. They are not true. But you receive revelation knowledge. And we are a church that receives and has revelation knowledge. So we first of know Christ clearly in His Word, without ambiguity. You know, there are things that God will never say about you. And I want to say this to you who is listening to me. There are things that God will never say about you. If He calls you saved, then He saved you actually. He doesn't call you saved and then a few weeks time He calls you unsaved because of something that you did. No. How many of us can sense our hearts opening? There's an opening of the heart. And as the Word of God comes, I sense it stronger now. There'll be a burning in the heart. As I speak these words over you, your hearts will grasp matters. Things will become more clear to you. And you will see a need why you should serve the Lord and give your heart to the Lord. Because you will not be blinded by distractions of the world and things that seem to hold you bound and make you ineffective in your service with God. You will choose Jesus every time. And men without revelation knowledge will wonder, why do you go in for Him? You will say, no, I can see clearly. I can see clearly. I can see clearly. Oh, there's something beyond that I can hear. Something that I can hear that you cannot hear. And that is why I choose Jesus. And His Word will be a delight to your heart. It will become more real to you. And His will for your life will come to pass. Revelation knowledge is yours. And you will walk in the fullness of this knowledge that has its source from the Holy Ghost. Those days of reading your Bible and feeling like you have a puzzle that can never be, you know, fixed. Those days are over. Your Bible reading moments are becoming more exciting and exciting because there are truths you will come to and God will open them to you in the name of Jesus. Those days of dryness is over. But you say, I don't feel like praying. You say, no, my heart burns for this. My heart burns for this. My heart burns for this. Revelation knowledge. Your mind is going to be quickened, said the Lord. to understand me in a way you've not understood before. And it will be because you are humble, giving to learning. Hearts like children, open to receive all the time the word of God comes forth. And your life will be changed as you walk in this. In the name that is above every other name. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. In Jesus' name. I sort of sense, you know, God just opening hearts. You almost sense it. He's lightening hearts. He's loosening hearts. Hearts are being loosened. Hardened hearts are being broken. Hearts of flesh are becoming more real to you. Yes, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. What I'm communicating to you, just desire it. It's happening. It's happening. You know, and he said to me, this loosening of hearts as well would just not come with the hearts being loosed. It's coming with healing as well.